I got everything.
Of course you have. Confidence, energy, winged feet.
Oh, a supportive friend to shout for you.
And to drive you there. And a husband who'll be waiting for you at the finish line.
If I get that far. Right, race number, safety pin.
I've got some bananas just in case.
Ruth, you are sweet.
Well, she's had her porridge and a mountain of pasta last night.
I know, I feel sick. Alan, why did I think this was a good idea?
Well, you're bound to be nervous, but you can do it. You will do it.
Everyone says that. Hair clips!
Eh?
What? But I can't run with my hair flopping in my face if I've forgotten those.
Poor Usha.
No. Oh, it's all right for us. She's feeling the pressure.
Yeah.
Phone never stopped last night. Her mum and dad, Satya, Shiv.
He's coming to watch, isn't he?
Yes, from by the cathedral.
Great. Well, I'll be at the start, obviously.
What's that?
I'll be at the start. I won't let you duck out.
I can't. So many people have sponsored me. I can't let them down.
You won't. Anyway, you've got Annabelle to beat.
Oh, thanks. No pressure. We ought to be going, really.
Come on, yeah. You're going to be fantastic. You're fantastic to have got this far. I'm proud of you already.
Go on, girl. Go on. Which do you fancy, Pip? Hose down or run the hot wash?
Hose, I think.
You got it.
Oh, Dad.
What? Thought it was rather good. Ben and I have been practising.
Well, if you're being taught by a seven-year-old.
Yeah, all right, all right. We can't all be gifted linguists like you.
Oh, I wish. I've really got to get down to my French today.
Oh, is that why you didn't go to Felpersham?
Yeah, I'd have loved to have seen the marathon, but it was just going to take up nearly the whole day.
Pip, you're not to worry too much about your exams, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, just do your best. It's all your mum and I want.
Hello, that's not the impression I got when Izzy was over. The Thought Police staking out the landing.
Well...
When, by the way, we were actually doing work.
Yeah, sure. Everyone knows how loud music aids the concentration.
It's a well-known fact. Music and maths go together.
What, to help you count your dance steps?
Am I going to have to soak you?
Yes! No! Look, seriously, just take a break if you need one, okay? In fact, I was checking on Thisbe and her calf last night.
Oh, Ben's pet Hereford.
Yeah. And you know the nest box in the wet grass home?
Yeah.
Saw a barn owl fly off it.
Oh, well, there could be some eggs.
Yeah, it could be. Do you want to take a look? After lunch.
You've registered now.
No turning back.
No. I am excited, really.
Good. That's how it should be.
But seeing everyone else. Oh, quite inspiring.
I haven't seen Annabelle.
Well, don't look too hard.
Oh, there's so many here. She's in the same starting group as you, though.
Yeah, though of course she's hoping to beat that time.
Of course.
I could do without seeing her looking smug.
Could the runners in the orange pen take their places, please? That's all the runners with an orange border to their race numbers.
That's
to your starting
me.
Place, please.
Okay, give me your hoodie.
Thank you so much for coming with me.
I wouldn't have missed it for anything.
Runners in the orange pen to your places, please.
Oh, the very best of luck.
And not long to go now, folks.
Sorry. Excuse me. Usha!
Annabelle! Hi.
I got stuck at the back of the pen. It's taken me 5 minutes to work my way this far.
Has it?
I don't see how we're ever going to get away. We're all so packed in.
Oh, I think it's always like this at the start.
It's going to be so frustrating, though. I haven't trained for 6 months to spend the first half hour of the marathon stuck behind someone dressed as a crocodile.
Well, there's some great costumes.
Oh, it's ridiculous. What on earth would possess someone to run in fancy dress?
Well, here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
We're all...
So she got off all right then, did she?
Yeah, I managed to get a place near the start. I don't know if she saw me, though. She was having to concentrate too hard and not stepping on the person in front.
They pack them in, don't they?
I saw Annabelle weaving about trying to get ahead.
Oh, I hope Usha won't do anything silly.
Like?
Well, I should never have said anything about beating Annabelle, even as a joke.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be fine. She's too sensible to take any risks.
Oh, come on. You know what she's like. Not too competitive in 30 seconds. Look, I'm going to have to go, Ruth.
Yeah, of course.
So, what's your plan now?
Well, believe it or not, I'm going to do a little light shopping, have some lunch, and then get myself over to near the finish.
Brilliant. Right, I'll get there as soon as I can. I'll call you then, OK?
Hey, it's a great atmosphere. See you later.
Bye.
Ce dimanche... Oh, no, le dimanche, j'allais...
I can't see any sign.
No, le dimanche, j'allais avec mon père voir...
Do you want to have a look with the binoculars, Pip?
Shh. Avec mon père pour voir les oiseaux.
Oiseaux?
Les oiseaux, then. Unless you know that barn owl is in French.
No, sorry, languages were never my thing.
No, well, you have enough trouble doing English.
Oh, thanks very much. Come on, let's get the ladder and go and have a closer look.
Water. Energy drinks. Water. Water. Energy drinks! Water!
Right, the ladder's steady. Are you going up or am I?
I will. We've got to be quick.
Yeah, while there's no adult around.
Hold it steady, Dad.
I am.
I don't want to wobble the pole.
No. Be careful how you lift the box cover, too. Yeah?
Five
eggs?
Oui.
Come on. Come on. Kill the hill. Kill the hill.
Annabelle?
Usha!
Are you okay?
Yes.
You don't look it.
Oh, it's a stupid knee. I felt a bit of a twinge last week.
Oh, Annabelle.
I'll be all right.
Are you, would you really think you should carry on?
Yes.
You could do yourself a real injury.
I can't give up. I can't let everyone down.
No, I can't. I understand. I'd be the same, but if you're in this much pain...
I'm going to finish it, if it takes me till tomorrow.
Okay.
How far now?
We've just passed the 20 mark.
Oh.
Look, it's better running with someone.
Usha, you can't.
Yes, I can.
You go on.
No, we started this together. We're going to finish it together.
Usha!
Oh, come on. We'll just take it really steady.
Just crossing the line number 127.
I'm getting seriously worried now, Ruth.
Have you spoken to Shiv?
Yeah, well, he saw her, yeah.
And she was doing okay then?
Yeah, but she was fine. She waved to him and everything, but that was an hour and a half ago.
Right.
She's well outside the time she was hoping for.
I know that. But you've got to remember, Alan, Usha's never run the full 26 miles before.
Well, that's true, I suppose.
The most she's done is 20, and that last few, it must make a heck of a difference.
I suppose so. I mean, there's all that stuff you hear about hitting the wall, isn't there?
Look at these outfits, ladies.
Exactly.
And
by the time you get to the end, I should think every step feels like a marathon in itself.
I don't know, why did I let her put herself through this?
You think you could have stopped her?
Not a chance. I never want to go through this again, and I'm only supporting.
I'm sure she won't be long now. Oh, just a minute.
What, can you see her?
I think so. Yeah, it's her.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
At least I think. Yeah,
Usha looks like she's helping her along. Usha! Come on, Usha! Come on, Annabelle! Keep going!
Nearly there.
Come on, ladies. That's what we like, some team spirit.
Come on, you can do it. Last few steps.
Now we've done it!
Usha! You made it!
Usha! I go! Thank you,
go! Go and get that knee, see you
two! Two or three, coming out of the knee. Well done, you've made good time.
Usha! Usha, over here!
There's Helen!
I know, but you're okay!
Yes! Go! Oh, thank you so much!
Oh, Don, you did it! You did it!
Careful, I'm all sweaty!
I don't care! You are such a star! You are such a star!
I can't believe it! It's over!
You are fantastic! You did so well!
Girls, almost there, running for such a good cause!
Oh, thank you. And thank you for all your help.
Oh, come on, I didn't do anything.
You know you did.
Hey! Well done!
Brilliant! You're brilliant.
Oh. Look, thank you so much. I heard you shouting.
That was the idea. Hey, so what happened with Annabelle?
Oh.
She's injured.
Yeah, her knee.
Usha! Oh. Hi, everyone.
Oh, Annabelle. Hi.
First aid want me to go and have this looked at. I just wanted to thank you again. And I'm sorry for slowing you down.
Oh, that doesn't matter.
Well, I don't know if I'd have done the same.
You would. Us runners have got to stick together.
Yes.
Anyway, whatever, we did it!
All right, Annette?
Yeah. Oh, nice car.
If you could just, do up your seatbelt.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Thanks for stopping.
Well, when I realised it was you, does Helen know you're intending to hitch to Felpersham? Yeah, she doesn't.
I was going to get the bus, but I was a bit late.
And you missed it?
Well, he might have waited. He must have seen me running.
Maybe. Hitching really isn't a very good idea, you know? Putting yourself in all kinds of danger.
I did it loads in France, but the weather's a whole lot better there. And if the buses were any better here, I wouldn't have had to.
Well, tell the parish council that. What's the big attraction in Felbersham anyway? Shopping? Just a change of scene.
Oh, I'm going to see someone.
Oh?
About a job.
Oh, well, that's very good news.
It's only an agency, but they said they might be able to find me something.
I expect being able to speak French is an advantage.
Maybe. It's useful for swearing at bus drivers without dog walkers staring.
It wasn't quite what I meant. Anyway, I'll get you there safe and sound.
Thanks.
We'll probably overtake the bus on the way.
Well, don't look if we do. I might make a friendly gesture.
I don't blame you. Rural public transport really is hope. Oh, what?
What?
It's the... Oh, God. Why don't I... Oh, my brakes!
Matt, for goodness sake, stop watching me.
Oh, sorry, Puss. Do you want some help?
No. It's hardly hard labour emptying the dishwasher. Just don't like being watched while I'm doing it.
Oh, sorry, I'm sure. Look, I'm sick of hanging around here as you are. Let's go out.
What?
Go into Birmingham, have a look round the shops, have some lunch.
You're out of your mind.
Felpersham. There might be some racing on.
The marathon was yesterday.
Hey, horse racing. Oh, come on, we can still afford a flutter.
Matt.
What?
I'm not in the mood.
Well, I am. And it's not you whose liberty's going to be seriously curtailed before the year's out, is it?
Please don't. Look, don't make me.
Oh, Puss.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, it's all right.
Oh, I don't know what I...
What
I want. I can't rest in the house. I don't want to go out. I'm too scared.
Oh, Lillian.
I am. I know everyone thinks I'm paranoid. Maybe I am, but it's what Jorkman's done.
Shh. Look, I'll tell you what. We won't go out. Let's get someone over here for you. Help pass the time. Why don't you give Jennifer a ring?
Oh, she's always busy.
Well, you won't know till you try.
Well, might be nice to see someone. Oh, I don't mean...
No, it's all right. You'd rather see your fragrant sister than my ugly old mush. I can understand that.
Thanks. Pass my phone.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe we can have a nice, quiet dinner together. Jenny?
Oh, Lillian, I can't talk now. I've had an accident.
What?
Oh, my brakes, they failed.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't talk now. I've got to ring Brian.
Oh, my God, Jenny, don't get back in the car.
What's the matter?
He's after my family now.
Are you sure you're all right, Elliot?
Oh, I'm fine. Are you okay?
Yes. Yes, I think so. It was just a bit of a shock. Oh, I'm so sorry.
How could that happen? No brakes all of a sudden.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, dear.
Oh, do you want to sit down, Jennifer? You could sit on the grass.
No. No, I'm all right, honestly. I'll just get my breath back and then I'll ring Brian. What are we going to do with you?
Me?
Yes, your interview.
Oh, I'll have to try hitching again.
Oh, Annette, I have told you it's too dangerous.
And your car's perfectly safe.
Oh, don't. I know. I'll get Brian to come and give you a lift the rest of the way.
Oh, no, honestly.
Yes, yes. While I wait for the recovery people.
Look, it's really kind and everything, but I will be fine.
I could have landed you in hospital. Please, let me do this for you at least.
I've just seen Usha.
Yeah? Oh, I meant to say, Tom, can you make sure the plane comes before the fruit ones and the other brands?
Yeah, I saw that. You've changed the ticketing around.
Not me, Annette. Call it her contribution.
Oh, fair enough. Usha can still walk anyway, after yesterday. Actually, she looked as if she was walking on air.
Must still be on a high.
I think so. She was wearing her medal over her business suit.
What did Jefferson Crabtree make of that?
That's great publicity for them. The partners had just taken her out to lunch.
Oh, good for them. I can't remember how much I sponsored her.
Yeah, she did say she was going to come and collect it.
Mm. Her target was about £1,500, wasn't it?
I have no idea. Right. That's your lot.
Thanks.
Oh. You all right?
It was Annette's interview this morning with the agency.
Oh, yeah. Well, we cobbled together a decent enough CV.
I did ask her to call me, let me know how she got on.
She's probably just forgotten.
She would have phoned if it was good news, though, wouldn't she?
I don't know. She seems a bit ditzy to me.
Oh, I can't call her. I don't want to act like her mother.
If Michelle had acted more like a mother, Annette wouldn't be with you now.
So, do you think I should call?
Oh, no, I daren't.
She's really got you going, hasn't she?
No, we're fine. We get on really well, actually. It's just not having time frames on things.
Hmm.
I'll wait till tonight to see how she got on. You coming over?
No, not tonight, thanks.
Oh, got a better offer?
Yeah, right. From a pile of paperwork, after which all I'll want is a beer and a pizza.
You make bachelor life sound so enticing.
Yeah. Anyway, the last thing I need is a load of teenage hormones, which I bet you'll be on the end of, whichever way Annette's interview went.
God, you're all right.
I'm sorry I couldn't talk when you rang. It's all been a bit mad.
It's Chalkman who's mad. If he thinks he can get away with this.
Steve Chalkman?
I rang Adam. So lucky you weren't on the motorway.
Oh, I know.
I'm so, so sorry.
Why?
Going for us is one thing, but tampering with your car.
Oh, Lillian, don't be ridiculous.
I'm not Jenny. I have been trying to tell you.
Lillian.
It's a sustained campaign.
Lillian! What happened with my car was entirely down to me.
When's it going to stop? When is some...
Look.
What?
It was all my fault.
But...
Look, I can show you the report from the garage. Here, look.
Look, you see, I'd missed a service and the brake fluid leaked out and there was a problem with the electrics. Some warning light or other didn't come on. All mea culpa.
Are they sure?
Yes.
Absolutely sure.
Yes. Oh, Lillian. It's nothing to do with Stephen. And nor are any of the other things that have happened to you.
You don't know that.
Well, and you don't know that they are. I've told you 1,000 times. I am sorry, Lillian. I know the stress you're under, but you really are getting all of this out of proportion.
You think I'm being paranoid?
Well, I didn't say that.
Well, what are you saying then? Exactly.
Annette?
Last.
Long day?
Boring day. Hanging around Felpersham.
Well, it's the shopper's bus. Leaves Ambridge early, gets back late. How did you get on at the agency?
Ugh.
Oh.
Miserable. Wouldn't even give me a typing test.
What?
Just because I was a bit late.
Oh, Annette.
It wasn't my fault.
What happened?
Oh, it's too boring.
Tell me.
I missed the bus by about 5 seconds.
Oh, no.
But it all should have been fine. Jennifer gave me a lift. Then we had a crash.
What?
Well, could have. Something went wrong with her brakes.
No.
Anyway, we were okay.
You poor thing.
She used the handbrake. But then she wouldn't let me hitch, so I had to hang around for Brian. But by then, I knew I'd be late.
But surely, the guy at the agency, did you tell him all this?
Yeah. Didn't give him monkeys. Obviously thought I was making it up.
Oh, that's outrageous.
I know. Didn't want to work for his stupid agency anyway. Why would I want to work for a guy who doesn't care that I've just been in a car crash?
Oh, and you told him that, did you?
Too right.
Oh, well, you're probably right. He doesn't sound the most considerate employer.
Hmm.
Look, just forget about it. I made a huge tagine.
Is Tom coming?
Not tonight, no.
Oh.
So we can have a nice girly evening.
I'm not that hungry, actually.
Oh.
I think I'd like a walk.
Okay, well, shall I... Or we could go for a drink.
I'd rather be on my own, thanks.
Oh. Yeah, of course. If you like.
Thanks, Helen. I'm going to change.
Annette!
Hi. Any of those beers going spare?
I'm sorry it didn't work out.
Oh, I'm not. They only had rubbish jobs anyway.
Right. Are you sure you don't want any of this pizza?
No, thanks.
Right, you don't mind if I...
Make yourself at home. You are at home. You should have come over. Helen's made tagine.
Nah, I can look after myself.
Yeah, looks like it. When did your girlfriend move out again?
Yeah. I don't get a lot of time for tidying up. Brenda was always going on at me.
Well, you're busy, aren't you? I wouldn't mind doing it.
Don't be daft.
I wouldn't. I'm not doing anything all day.
Honestly, Annette, it's fine.
Whatever. So, shall we have another?
Not for me, thanks. And won't Helen be wondering where you are?
Oh, I think she's a bit fed up with me.
No.
For messing up at the agency.
No, she's not like that. Anyway, it wasn't your fault.
Mm.
There'll be other chances. That's how it works. One door closes, another opens.
You really think that?
Of course.
Yeah, like, just when you think something really bad's happened, it can be the start of something good. Can't it? Tom?
I forgot.
What?
It's Nets tonight, so I'm going to have to go.
It'll be dark soon.
Yeah. Indoor Nets, at the gym.
Right.
Sorry.
No, I am.
Look, Annette, you're a great girl. And, you know, I like you and everything, but right now I'm really not looking
for... Tom, just shut up. It's okay, right?
It's
He's gone back to bed.
He didn't get much sleep. There's your juice, darling.
Hey, what do you say, Abby?
Good girl.
Well, that's not like Dad. I mean, what was keeping him awake? Oh, he's not worried about work, is he?
No, it's not that.
Well, you all right? Look, you could do with a bit more sleep yourself.
Tell me about it.
Brenda.
I was still rattling around when Dad came in. 1:20.
What? When he got to be up at 4?
They'd been back to Vicky's for a coffee.
Oh.
And they were having such a great time chatting.
I hope that's all it was. I mean, who is this woman anyway? He's not stopped talking about her since... Oh, Bren. Oh, come on. Come on, eh? He's only trying to move on. We've got to let him.
It's not that.
Oh, well, what then? Is it your exams?
No.
So, Tom, what's he done now?
I went to see Kirsty last night at the ball, and when I came out, I saw a girl coming out of the house.
What?
Annette. So it looks like Tom's moved on as well.
Annette, are you awake? Look, I'm going out now, but I can hang on for a bit if you want to come. I'm at Bridge Farm today. It'll be a change, get you out the flat. Well, okay then, I'll see you later.
Helen?
Yeah?
I'll stay here.
Oh, okay. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Only last night you seemed...
I'm okay, just go. I'm fine.
Oh, into the flower bed. Hey, you're a long way off being a keeper, darling. But then again, no worse than someone on 100 grand a week. Oh. Tom?
Oh, hi, Roy. Bad time.
Oh, I'm just training Abby up for the youth squad, but...
All right for some, eh? I was wondering, are you going to Nets tonight? I know it's tricky with your shift sometimes.
No, I'll be there. It's my day off.
Oh, brilliant. Good.
Is that it?
Yeah, I was just checking.
Right.
See you there, then.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Mind the step, Mr. Pullen. Yeah, that's it. Bye then, bye. Oh, right, let's sort that delivery. Oh!
Sorry, Susan. Didn't mean to frighten you.
It's all right, Annette. I just didn't expect to see you there.
Oh, I came down the back stairs. You don't mind?
Oh, no, of course not.
Only, I really need chocolate.
Oh, I know the feeling.
Helen's great. Don't get me wrong, but everything in that flat's so good for you.
No, she's very strict about organic and fair trade and everything, isn't she?
I like healthy stuff, but when there's nothing else. Ah, perfect. Biscuit, jam, marshmallow and chocolate all in one.
You treat yourself.
I am so looking forward to this. Ah.
Oh, look, sorry you can't get near the counter now, can you? Been trying to get these boxes moved, but it's been non-stop since I came in. Oh, this delivery was supposed to come yesterday. Right out of some things.
Oh, I'll do that.
Oh, it's quite heavy.
It can't be as heavy as my rucksack.
No, that's really kind of you.
Where do you want it?
Oh, in the stockroom, please.
When I first put my rucksack on, I nearly fell over like a beetle on its back.
See ya.
Trying to get up the stairs at the flat with Helen stressing about her new paintwork. Nightmare.
Good to see Chivalry is not dead.
Go on then, let me help you.
Well, I'm not going to wrestle you for it.
I'll take it from here.
Haven't you had enough exercise already, moving your pig arts?
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to be doing nothing all afternoon but sitting in a cab drilling carrots.
Are you helping with Brookfield silage next week?
Me or Dad, it depends. They're not making so much this year. Helen?
Oh, this will do, thanks. I'll get Clary to help you fit into the dairy.
I wanted a word, actually.
I'm sorry, Tom, I've got to get on. I got delayed helping Mum with the ice cream.
Okay, but you'll be stopping at lunchtime?
Yeah, I'll have a break.
Great. I'll catch you then.
Mm. Sister used to take all the tins and packets out of the cupboard and take turns at being shopkeeper.
Well, it's not quite the same when you do it for a living.
Maybe.
Mmm. These marshmallow things are lovely. Mm. Oh, I haven't had one for years.
Mm. Nor me. You don't get them in France.
So, what are you going to do with yourself, Annette, now you're here?
I don't know. I was supposed to have an interview yesterday.
Oh, yes?
Oh, it was all a disaster. Jennifer gave me a lift, but there was a problem with the car. We nearly crashed.
Oh, no.
We weren't hurt or anything, but it was so late by the time I got to Felpersham. Well, I didn't want the job anyway.
Mm, Jennifer was in this morning. She never said.
Oh, she got it sorted. She was more stressed about getting back to collect Rory. Brian was busy or something.
Mm. Oh, she's so good about all that. I couldn't have done it.
Done what?
Oh, don't you know? Oh, Rory isn't Jennifer's.
Isn't he?
Mm.
She is a bit old, I guess. So...
He's Brian's son, but with another woman.
No!
Yeah. This has only all come out in the last couple of years. Rory was living with his mum in Germany, but she died. And Brian somehow persuaded Jennifer to take Rory on.
I would never do that.
Oh, she copes with it every day, I don't know. She's very fond of Rory, I know, but...
So, Brian was having an affair?
Oh, yeah. And not the first one, either.
But Brian, he's so...
Oh, no, he's good-looking, even now, I think. And it's money as well, isn't it? And power.
Money, power affairs. Hollywood maybe, but Ambridge?
No, it all happens here.
Obviously.
It's not the quiet little backwater you might think.
No.
There's always something going on. And there's not much you can keep quiet either. News always gets round somehow.
Ah, perfect timing. Have a seat. It's all ready.
Ambassador, you are spoiling us. Since when did you get lunch?
Juice or water?
Water, please.
Mum's doing deliveries, so we may as well start.
Isn't Dad coming?
Later. He's up on Far Pasture with the muck spreader.
Right. Well, thanks, Tom. This is really nice.
Good.
Bread?
Yeah, please. Helen?
Oh, yes. This word you wanted. Not being softened up for something, am I?
No.
You don't want to take the bread knife away in case I don't like what I hear?
No.
Go on, then.
It's Annette.
What about her?
Well, you know she came over last night.
Did she?
Oh. She hasn't said anything, then.
No.
Well, she came round completely unannounced, asked herself in, made me give her a beer, and then kind of made a pass at me.
What? What did you do?
I told her no, of course. No way.
Oh, Tom!
What? Of course I did.
No. Oh, two rejections in one day.
Helen?
First the agency and then you.
What was I supposed to do? Jump into bed with her? Would that have been any better?
No, of course not.
Thank you.
No wonder I couldn't get a word out of her last night.
I'm sorry. I just thought you ought to know.
Right.
It was horrendous. It's not as if I came onto her or anything.
No, I know.
She's a kid.
But she's just... If anyone shows any interest in her, she misreads it, that's all.
I can see that.
She hasn't had much affection, has she? Oh, I've left her on her own all day. I'd better give her a ring.
Right, I'm just going to nip home, get Neil's cricket shirt on the line for tonight.
So you have to shut the shop?
It'll only be for 10 minutes.
You must lose loads of customers.
Well, people are used to it now. They just wait, usually, or come back later.
Oh, right.
Anyway, look, it's been lovely talking to you. This morning's flown.
Yeah, me too. And thanks for the magazine, Susan.
Oh, they're all out of date. I've only got to go back to the wholesalers.
Oh, they'll keep me going this afternoon anyway.
It's dreadful, really. The gossip and tittle-tattle they feed on, but...
Great, though. Who's had their lips done? Who's sleeping with who?
Well, say.
Just like Ambridge.
Well, I don't know about that. But you have a close look at Lillian next time you see her. And Jolene when you're in the ball.
I will.
Pop down again if you're bored.
Thanks, I might just do that.
Bye then.
Bye. Hello.
Hi, Annette. How are you?
Oh, great. How are you?
Good, thanks. What have you been doing?
Stuff. Jennifer said Alice has got tons of DVDs I'd probably like, so I think I'll go over there if that's okay.
Okay, good.
I could sit by the pool if it stays nice. Susan's given me a load of magazines.
Susan has?
Yeah, so can you pick me up from Home Farm when you're finished?
Yeah, fine. Have a nice afternoon.
Thanks, you too.
Get your pads on then, Tom.
Okay.
Moved over to Bridge Farm yet?
Not quite, no. Last few will be going from Home Farm in the next week or two.
Whole new start. Lucky you.
Yeah. Roy?
Yeah?
I bumped into Brenda last week. She said she might be leaving Ambridge. She's serious.
Yeah?
That seems a bit drastic.
Sensible if you ask me. There's no jobs, are there? Not round here. Not anywhere much.
Okay, no, but just to take off like that. Well,
why shouldn't she? Nothing to keep her here anymore, is there?
Well,
what were you expecting her to do, Tom? Anyway, I thought it'd suit you.
Me?
Leave the coast clear for your new romance.
What?
Oh, come on. With Annette.
Where have you got that idea?
You haven't hung about.
Roy, there's nothing going on with me and Annette. She's a teenager, for one thing.
So? Over the age of consent, isn't she?
Oh, Roy, please.
What, so she wasn't leaving your place last evening?
What? Roy, look. Okay, the truth is, she came over and made a pass at me, if you must know. And I told her no, of course. Who saw anyway?
Brenda.
Oh. Look, Roy, you have got to tell her and make sure she knows there is honestly nothing going on between me and Annette. Nothing. And there never will be, okay?
Can you pass your cup, please, Phil?
Well, I was going to have another.
Oh.
I mean, is that all right? The pot's still warm.
Of course, go ahead.
I feel like taking my time today.
Aren't you going up to Brookfield?
No, not today.
Oh. You haven't seen Brian for a while, have you?
Jill, have you appointed yourself my social secretary all of a sudden?
No.
Well, if I didn't know you better, I'd think you were trying to get rid of me.
No. Well, you might prefer it, that's all.
Why?
Linda's coming round.
Oh, why didn't you say? I'll make myself scarce. Is this a Gormley-related visit?
Yes, we're going to have a trial run.
Oh, yeah.
I know you think it's impossible.
Well, not impossible, it's just highly unlikely.
Well, we're going to have a go. See if we can produce a loaf in an hour.
Including milling the flour.
It's worth a try, Phil.
Oh, of course, yes, of course.
You'll be smirking on the other side of your face when you're eating a freshly baked loaf at lunchtime.
Well, I hope not. That wouldn't be a very pretty sight with my mouth full, would it?
Can I get you some coffee, Matt?
Oh, thanks, Brian. Yeah, I'll trust you to pour it. I wouldn't put it past the others to slip something in.
Oh, come on.
Nah, they can't even bring themselves to come near me. It's like I brought in something nasty on my shoe.
Yeah.
Cheers. How's Jennifer after her scare on Monday?
What? Oh, the car. Ah, she's fine, thanks.
Good, good. And Annabelle seems to have shrugged off her injury.
Yeah, I think she's been having some pretty intensive physio.
Yeah, she's not going to let something like that slow her down.
Well, if it didn't stop her running a marathon. Anyway, how are you? You look tired.
Yeah, life's not exactly been one big playground lately, Brian.
No. Look, I think I ought to warn you. Today's not going to be any different.
I wasn't expecting it to be.
No, but it may be worse than you think.
Not you trying to put the frighteners on me as well.
Look, just think about it, Matt, about your position.
I've got nothing else to think about.
Now, I'm committed to Borchester Land.
You may be.
I've done nothing wrong as far as BL is concerned.
Matt.
I can look after myself.
Okay.
I've got enough people trying to stab me in the back. I'm not going to do their job for them by falling on my sword.
Right, gentlemen, if you want to bring your coffee through, shall we start?
I was pretty sure you'd have all we need, Jill, but I didn't know if you had a pestle and mortar, so I brought mine.
Well, I have got one. Kathy bought me, but I'm not sure where it is.
Oh, I use mine all the time for spices and so on. Still smells of cardamom.
It's not very big, is it?
I don't grind up large quantities. Robert likes his spices fresh.
Oh, yes, I'm sure he does, but for grinding grain, you'll have to refill it about a dozen times, or you'll be making something the size of a scone.
Hadn't you better get on, Phil?
Well, it'll take her the full hour just to mill the flour alone.
Surely not.
It's starting to look like rain.
It's all been carefully thought through, Phil. It's soda bread, after all.
No rising time, I know, but, well, I mean, frankly, Linda, isn't that a bit of a cheat?
A cheat?
Well, it's Irish for a start.
What are you saying? That Ian should be doing it? Or perhaps you'd rather have little Rory up there.
I'm saying that it doesn't seem very Ambridge, that's all.
But we've got Jill, and she is the essence of Ambridge. It's in her soul.
Thank you, Linda.
Without wishing to be morbid, I think when Jill dies, we shall find the word Ambridge engraved on her heart.
Thank you, I think.
Right. Does everyone agree? I can sign the minutes of the last meeting as a full and fair record.
Yes.
Good. Let's get on to the first item on the agenda.
I'm sorry, Matt. We can't.
Annabelle, this is getting to be a habit.
I think I'm speaking for everyone here. As far as we're all concerned, there is only one item on the agenda.
Really? I can see seven. Do you want to bring it up under any other business?
No, it can't wait that long.
Must be pretty serious.
Don't play games, Matt. You know what it is. Your increasingly untenable position.
Neil told Shula at bell ringing.
Oh, Robert hasn't been able to contain himself.
We must both be very excited, grandparents.
Yes, it'll be a new experience. We're getting there.
Good.
Now, I'm aware, of course, that one has to tread carefully.
Well, yes, there are times when you have to bite your tongue.
And my situation is more delicate than most.
Of course.
I'm not her mother. And not having been a mother myself...
You've been like a mother to the girls. Don't do yourself down.
Oh, thank you, Jill. I like to think Coriander and I have become quite close. Of course, I was helped by the fact that they're... natural mother has the maternal instincts of Lady Macbeth. Oh, it's no good. I shall have to have a rest.
Shall I have a go?
Oh, Jill, I don't know if there is any point. Look.
Oh, dear. Those grains are what you'd call bruised.
And I've been at it for... Oh, I forgot to stop my stopwatch. It's taken me nearly 20 minutes, and that's only our first batch of grains.
It's not going to work, is it?
Oh. We must think again.
I really don't want to give Phil the satisfaction.
No, there must be a way round it. We've just got to work it out.
And we will. Grandmothers of the world, unite.
Well, thanks, Andrew, for outlining your views so very pithily. Has anyone else got anything to add?
We're wasting time here, Matt. You're going to have to step down as chair one way or another. If you don't wish to resign, which would obviously be the better option for you, then I'm afraid there'll simply be a vote of no confidence.
I take it you're going to vote Chalkman out in his absence?
He's left us no alternative.
You've been very quiet, Ryan.
Matt, look... It's nothing personal.
Purely a business decision, right?
Actually, yes. But, I mean, be fair. What would you do in our position? BL's being tainted with you in the chair. It's hampering our performance. And as our duty is to return value to the show...
Yeah. I've heard all this from friend Andrew here.
Well, there you are. I'm sorry, but that's the mood of the meeting. It's all been said. You do still have the honourable option, man.
Honourable for who, exactly? Well, thanks, everyone. After all the years I've put into building up BL, making it the goldmine that it's been, I'm hauled in front of... Well, I can't even call it a trial. I'm basically being found guilty without charge.
Matt, we really do have no choice.
Don't push it, Brian. I'm biting my tongue on a few things I'd like to say to you.
Look, can I suggest a short break?
That's a good idea.
And while we do, you might like to read this, Matt.
Oh, how thoughtful. You've written my letter of resignation for me.
10 seconds to go, Jill.
Oven gloves on. Standing by.
So you need to open the oven door now.
Right.
And the loaf out. And to the table.
There. Not bad for a trial run.
Not bad. An hour exactly since we started making it.
It looks all right, doesn't it?
And smells wonderful.
You can't beat it, can you? Freshly baked bread.
Well, I take it all back. I was forgetting you were a pair of superwomen.
Not really.
Well, I don't see how else you could have managed to grind the amount of flour.
Oh, no, we gave up on that idea. Ridiculous.
Right.
Jill's going to do exactly as we did with this loaf. Grind very few grains by hand and add them to ready-ground local flour.
I see. Good idea.
It ought to cool more, really, but help yourselves.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, well.
It's hot.
Got a nice texture.
Yes. I'm quite pleased with it, under the circumstances.
Now, hot. But it tastes good, too.
All we need now, Jill, is for you to be successful in the ballot.
And that's out of our control.
Well done, both of you. If the results up on the plinth are as good as this...
Oh, that's a good point, Phil.
Is it?
Yes. While this has been a controlled experiment of sorts, it's not quite the right sort.
But we did it in the time.
Yes, but indoors, Jill, in a conventional oven. Next time, we have to approximate the conditions in Trafalgar Square.
Well, you're not suggesting that Jill gets up on the roof of the village hall or something?
No, not at this stage.
Good. I'm not sure I'm ready for that yet.
The next loaf we bake should be in a camping stove, in the garden.
So, if we're ready to reconvene...
Well, I am. I've read the letter, Annabel, and here's what I think of it.
If you wanted to discuss the terms, you only had to say.
There's no terms to discuss, because I'm not going anywhere.
What?
Matt, we've been through all this.
I don't think so. I've got a considerable interest in Borchester land. I'm a major shareholder.
No one's disputing that.
Good. So, if you think I'm just going to walk away and let you lot and any other yes-men you vote onto the board mess around with my investment, you don't know me very well.
Matt, you're being ridiculous.
Oh, am I?
Yes. We're not suddenly going to change what BL's all about.
I've only got your word for that, Brian, and frankly, nothing I've heard so far today makes me trust you or anyone else around this table very much.
This is absurd. What do you expect us to do?
What do you expect me to do? Meekly sign and go straight out and set up my shoe shine stall, clear me desk, sneak a few boxes of staples from the stationery cupboard and take you all out for a farewell drink? You keep wanting me to put myself in your position. Try putting yourself in mine. I've worked my socks off for this company, and when times were good, you couldn't get enough of me. Now things have got a bit bumpy out there.
This is nothing to do with the economic climate, Matt. It's about your circumstances.
You're wasting your breath, Brian. I move a vote of no confidence.
Yeah, just a minute. I haven't said I won't resign as chair.
But...
Now, I'll give up the chairmanship if that's what you want. But I'm staying on the board. You don't get rid of me that easily.
Eddie!
Sorry, Dad! Oh, how do?
Getting on all right, are you?
Yeah, not bad. Get this hardcore packed down, get the sharp sand on, and we're away.
thought you were having your feet done today.
This afternoon.
Right. So?
Well, I've been in the church.
Have you?
It's Mildred's funeral today. I wanted to... to market, you know.
Oh, Dad.
No, I'm all right. We've all of us got our time.
Yeah, I know. It's not going to be your time for a good while yet.
Well, I hope not.
Oh, of course it ain't. You've got to see Edward established at Grange Farm, for starters.
Well, that'll be something for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Morning! How's this famous patio coming
on? Oh, Eddie's doing you a grand job, Vicar.
Yeah, I'll collect the slabs tomorrow. You'll be sipping your cocktails out here by the end of next week.
Oh, hardly, Eddie. That's great. Oh, I envy you being outside on a day like this. Got a lot of meetings in town.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, get on. Mm. Help yourself to anything you want. Look, there's tea, coffee, you know where biscuits are.
Oh, tar very much.
Hey, what's this? You making a mile of pennies?
Oh, me and Edward found them and we was digging ding. Edward never seen a threepenny bit.
It's amazing. Oh, I suppose it's not surprising the amount of people that must have been across this land over the years.
When was this house built again?
1974, I think, yeah. Let's have a look. 1951, 1965. There's a penny here from before the war.
Yeah, I know. It looks like something's chewed it, though.
Well, it's no good putting these on the collection plate, is it?
Not really.
You better have them as a bonus. Or beer money.
Oh, that'll be the day when the bulls start serving beer at pre-decimal prices.
Yeah, you'll have to get a time machine. Take yourself back to 1950s Ambridge.
Oh, no, sir. I've had enough of Dad telling me what a hard life it was.
Well, it's true, but shall I have those?
Oh, yeah. Hey, good job.
Ta-ta.
Look, I really am going this time. I'll see you later.
Yeah, ta-ra. Oh, might as well bury them again. I could make, like, a time capsule.
Yeah, before you do that, Eddie.
What?
So just coffee, is it, Alan?
Yeah, Tarkenton. Okay. The rural dean gave us lunch. I'm just filling time, really, and I've got to be at the Elms.
All right, for Sam.
Hey, I'll be working, don't you worry. Is it okay if I check my emails?
Yeah, no, feel free. There you go, that's $1.95, please.
Okie dokie.
There you go.
Cheers.
So, how's Usha? She's still... cornering the world market in muscle rub.
She's just about recovered.
See what? I'm saying never again if she's got any sense. Here you go, 5p change.
Cheers. No, there was a bit of that after the initial euphoria, but I think she's swung the other way again. On the lookout for her next challenge.
Oh, God, tell her to try sitting still for 5 minutes. No, she'll find it grows on her.
Oh, no chance. She's talking about doing something else for charity now.
Oh, no. Not those things like abseiling off Kilimanjaro or cycling the Great Wall of China or something.
Quite possibly.
Oh, dear, does that mean you've got to stay in training as well?
Hey, no. That was a strictly one-off, just to get her confidence back.
All right.
I'll be only too happy to get back to being a total slob.
Yeah, hey, put it here, mate.
Hey.
Well, right, time for a break, I think.
Yeah. Oh, look, good. There's a table. Look, I'll see you, Kenton.
Yeah. See ya. Frank, I'm going to nip out for 10 minutes now. We're quiet. Is that okay with you, Naomi?
This is it. This could be the one.
No, let's just see what it says.
George III sixpence. Oh, Dad, it's got to be worth a fortune.
Oh, it ain't in the best condition.
What's the matter with you?
Well, let's just see what this website reckons. And keep your voice down. We don't want Sid Nosy Barker Perks getting in on it.
Yeah, true. Okay. Date on coin. 1817.
Afternoon, Sid. What are you two doing here?
Clary.
Shut it down, Eddie, quick.
I thought I'd check on my shifts for the weekend.
Hello, Clary.
What are you up to now?
Nothing.
You are supposed to be at the vicarage.
I'm entitled to a dinner hour.
Oh, give that to you.
Oi!
Yeah, and ain't you having your feet done this afternoon, John? Yeah,
that's right. I haven't got to go yet, though.
Right. Browsing history.
Hey!
Coin valuation. Where is it?
Look.
If you found some, it must have been at the vicarage, which means it do not belong to you.
Well, I think you'll find that
you
actually...
You know full well, Eddie, finders keepers don't apply.
What about possession being 9/10 of the law?
What about it? And you're very quiet, John.
Well, I think it's about time I got off into town. Oh. Traffic can be bad this time of day.
Oh, that's right. Leave it to me.
See you later.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, I can't hang around here neither. I've got to get back to the dairy.
You find out the value by all means, Eddie dear. It'll save Alan a job after all for when you give it back to him.
Yeah, but Clary, we showed Alan all what we found. He said I could keep them.
Yeah, and I bet you never told him you might have found something worth something.
I didn't know then.
Well, you know now. So you just give it back to him.
Where is he?
Well, all I know, David, is he said he was popping out for 10 minutes.
And when was this?
That was over an hour ago.
Oh, Kenton.
Do you need him?
I make a point of never needing my brother, Alan. It's best that way. Is Frank all right?
Yeah, not really. He's getting a bit fraught. Oh,
sounds like it.
It's got worse since Naomi finished her shift.
Yeah, well, of course, he can't cook and serve.
Is this the queue?
What? Oh, no, Joe. The queue sort of gave up. I think people are finding it easier to be angry from their tables.
Hello again, Joe. Look, I'm on my way out, actually. I'm due at the Elms. I'll see you both.
Right, bye, Alan.
Bye. What's been going on here?
Oh, good question.
Frank don't look too happy.
No, he's not.
And what's all these dirty crops not being cleared?
Oh, slight staffing problem.
Everybody's only been gone a couple of weeks. Falling apart.
Well,
because he used to do all the work round here. Where's that no good brother of yours?
He's not here just at the moment.
Not here, when there's paying customers.
I'm sure he won't be long now.
Are you? Well, I wouldn't be. Hey, Rhoda, I'll have a pot of tea and a toasted tea cake, please.
Sorry?
And don't skimp on the butter.
Joe?
Your family, ain't you?
Yeah, but...
So get your pinny on and get stuck in.
I've had a very tiring day.
Yeah, you and me both.
And Sid's asked me to cover for Fallon tonight, so I won't be home till late.
Yeah, all right.
No, Eddie. No, it ain't all right. I'm on my feet from the minute I get up till the minute I go to bed at night. And I could do without having to trail all over the vicarage when I've done at Bridge Farm to check up on you.
Oh, don't bother then.
Got to, ain't I? Because you can't be trusted. Have you given that coin back to Alan?
No.
Eddie.
Only because he isn't back yet. But you needn't worry, I'm going to.
Are you?
Yes.
What, without no more argy-bargy? Can't be worth very much, then.
Oh, it ain't. About 7 or 8 quid, that's all.
Is that all? But you said it were George the Third.
Well, it is. That's what it said on the web. There must have been millions made or something.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, tell me about it.
Oh, well, we're hoping it'd have made St. Stephen's fortune. Never having to worry about finding the money to repair the roof again.
Well, don't worry about making our fortune, will you?
Not complaining. You've done well to get this job the way things have been lately.
Yeah, I know.
So you just count your blessings, eh? And don't go stealing from the vicar. We could do without attracting no more bad luck.
Eddie, you're still here.
Oh, well, you know me. I always like to do a good job.
Hello, Clary.
Alan, Eddie's got a bit of a surprise for you.
Oh.
Haven't you, love?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you know all those old coins. Well, we found this in with them.
What? It's George the Third.
Oh, really?
Worth 7 or 8 quid. Do you want to flog it?
That's incredible.
We was just saying it's pity it ain't worth more. Could have saved us scratching our heads about fundraising for a few years.
Yeah, well, maybe, yeah.
Still better than a poke in the eye, innit?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's amazing what you can turn up in this country. An uncle of mine had a great find once.
Really?
Yeah, with his metal detector.
Did he get to keep it?
Well, yeah, but he had to split it with the landowner. But he even saw it. It bought him a nice bungalow in Bridport.
Well.
And, what did he find exactly?
Some sort of jewellery, I think. My auntie wanted him to keep it, you know, but his conscience won out in the end. So.
Very wise, eh, Eddie?
Yeah, quite the saint, I'm sure.
Anyway, Eddie, you have it.
Eh?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Alan, no, we couldn't.
Yes, we could. So,
why not give it to George? You know, as it's his namesake. Little heirloom for him.
Excuse me, Joe, if you could just move the paper.
Mind out, you go!
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you slopped tea now all over me words, sir.
Well, I did ask you to move. You're taking up half the next table.
Which is about time you cleared. I've been sitting next to that half-eaten fry-up since I come in. Fair turn, my stomach.
You what? I saw you eating a bit of the bacon.
Ah, well, I hope you're going to give me a refill.
I'm sorry?
Well, this tea you spilled.
Oh, come on, you can't have been going to drink it. It must have been stone cold.
Well, it wasn't that hot when I got it. And don't skimp on the butter on that tea cake, I said. You already showed it the knife, David Archer.
Oh.
Excuse me.
Are we getting our paninis?
You're just coming. Frank!
Okay, don't panic, everyone. I'm back.
Hey, Kent.
What are you... Was it drag night or something?
Oh, suits him, doesn't it? Emma's old apron.
What the hell do you think you're doing? You can't just come in here and start serving.
Well, it wasn't my idea.
Oh, but what about health and safety, food hygiene?
I shouldn't have to be serving.
But I hope you've washed your hands. I tried to think what animal's back end they were up this morning.
Oh, is this the thanks I get?
Thanks?
I don't
Look,
believe
we had
this.
A spot check from the environmental health team.
You tell him. There was a dirty great thumbprint on my tea cake.
Look, you could have got me fined or even shut down.
Oh, I've got a lot worse in mind for you, don't worry. You can't just swan off and abandon the place.
But I didn't swan off. I told Frank and Naomi. Where's Naomi?
She's gone.
What? Gone? Where?
Home. And quite right, too. It's where most people go at the end of their shift.
Oh.
And Frank's on the point of not so much going home as going AWOL. You've got a lot of making up to do, Kent.
You can start by making me a fresh pot of tea. This one was cold when I got it.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry about that, Joe.
Do you think you can manage to the end of the day okay. now?
Frank, pot of tea for one over here.
Thank you very much.
On the house, Joe.
Right, I'll leave you to it then.
Where are you going?
Yep, I've got real work to do.
Hey, lots of fast. Tips, please.
You what?
Come on, Davy boy, we share our tips at Jack's.
You've got a nerve. They only amount to about £1.25, but won't even cover my extra parking.
£1.25? You just haven't got what it takes, have you?
Oh, and you have? You'd better get a grip on this place, Kent, and Naomi is not going to let you take advantage of her like Emma did.
I did not.
You know you did. But now you're going to have to wake up and smell the coffee.
My back was starting to give me jip lugging them slabs about, so I've packed it in for the day.
Well, I can't see as flirting about in the shed's going to do your back a lot of good, Eddie.
It ain't. Ah, got it.
What? Sure, I didn't know we still got that thing.
Yeah, of course. Been a trusty friend in the past, this metal detector.
Yeah, and you're set on having another play around, are you?
Oh, not this time, Dad. You know how it is. Not the garden work there was. All the contracting.
Oh, I know.
So, a bit of detective might actually bring in some proper income.
Oh, you'll be lucky.
Well, some people are. Just ask the vicar.
Hiya.
Oh, afternoon, Edward.
Hi, son. Is it about time for milking?
No, not for a bit. Can you have a look at something for us, Dad?
What's that then?
The tenancy agreement's come.
Oh, huh?
It's not like Oliver's going to try and pull a fast one or anything, and the TFA guys say it's fine, but if you could just have a quick look.
Well, then... I could check it over if you like.
Oh, would you, Grandad? Oh, thanks.
Well, we'll do it over a cuppa, shall we?
Yeah, just about got time.
Hey, yeah, how did George like his sixpence?
Oh, he loves it. Keeps calling it his treasure.
Bless him.
Well, you never know. It might be the start of something big.
Ambridge Village Stores. No, Ambridge, not Cambridge. Yes, I'll wait.
Oh. Hi, Susan. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, you're all right, Annette.
I brought you a cup of tea.
Oh, you're a lifesaver. Oh, hello? Oh, gone home, but she told me to ring back this afternoon. Oh, I'll ring Monday then. Oh, no, of course you're closed. Lucky for some. No message, thanks. Yeah, bye. Oh, I give up.
Problem?
Well, with the invoice from Tuesday, yeah. Oh, anyway, thanks for this.
No trouble.
That's lovely. I know what I could do with. Do you want a bit?
Yes, please.
It got smashed in the delivery.
Oh, it's terrible when something like that happens, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, dreadful. Mm. One of those Swiss chocolate eggs, too. Oh. But I could never have sold it like this.
Of course not.
Well, have some more. Go on. Oh, a bigger bit than that.
Thanks. So you open all weekend?
Mm, well, bank holidays don't make much difference to me. People still want their papers and there's always things they've forgotten. We can do quite well.
Oh, it's tough on you, though.
Oh, well, thank you. No one else seems to notice. And Emma can't help out. She'll be busy at lower lots.
Lucky her. I'm so bored I could die.
looks grand to me.
Yeah, I thought so too. You got a pen?
Oh, well, there should be one on the side. By the ferret food, is it? Or Bartleby's toothpick?
Oh, no, here it is. It's mixed up in the twine.
Ah, well, it should be working. I ticked me repeat prescription with it this morning.
Right. Oh, I'd better practice me autograph. It's got a lot of part in it. Yeah, now that'll do. Brad Pitt, eat your heart out. Okay. Right, Grandad, this one's for real. Wow.
It's a proud moment, Edward.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad it was just you and me, Grandad.
Yeah?
That wasn't the best timing, was it, last week when Oliver was round?
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
No, I am. Were you all right yesterday? It was Mildred's funeral, wasn't it?
You remembered?
Yeah, of course I did.
Oh, I had a bit of quiet time with my memories.
She was a great lady.
There was something about her. I was going to say she was full of life.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah. That's how I want to remember her.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if this might help.
Oh, what's this then?
Have a look.
Oh, Edward.
Do you remember me taking it? It was only off my phone, but...
You've been to all this trouble.
Well, Emma got the frame.
Yeah, that's Mildred, all right. Look at that smile.
You both look pretty happy.
Yeah, well, no wonder. It was one of the days I persuaded her to go out with Bartleby in the trap.
Instead of her nearly killing you in the car.
You don't. Oh, she was a shocking driver.
Oh, tell me about it. Do you remember when me and Fallon had to jump into the hedge?
Like a woman possessed. Oh, dear old
That's
Edward.
Better.
Oh, thank you, Edward. I'll treasure it.
Right. I've done a Greek salad and I thought maybe some couscous.
Yeah.
Do you know what? The only problem with this flat, which is otherwise perfect, is there's no place to have a barbecue.
No, I suppose not.
It's such a shame. Anyway, you go and dump your things or have a shower or whatever. It's all under control.
Yeah. Are you all right, Annette?
Me? Great.
Good.
I was trying to wait. I was going to tell you at supper.
Tell me what?
I've got a job.
What? Well, how?
Guess.
Oh, I don't know. Have you been back to Felpersham?
No.
But you came into Borchester. Why didn't you call into the shop?
Not Borchester. Still cold.
Where then? Give me a clue.
Here.
In Ambridge?
Getting warmer.
You've got a job in Ambridge?
Better than that? Oh, come on, Helen. Right here. In the shop.
I'd never have had Edward give me a lift if I thought this is how it'd end up.
Oh, come on, Dad. All you got to do is rattle the bucket.
Well, I've heard that before. Usually ends up with me being tipped in the mucky.
Get her in the corner, and I'll follow you with the hurdle.
Well, I've heard that before and all. Oh, come on, Barbarella. Come on, stale cubes here for you.
That's it, Babs. Off you go. Okay, Dad. Okay, in the corner.
Yeah, well, I'm doing me best. There you are, Babs. There you are.
Right. Now, get out quick. I'll jam this in behind.
Okay, do quick, he says. You know how old I am, Edgy.
Hurry up. There we go. Bingo.
Yeah. Oof. Well, you better find something up here, if only to cover the cost of the feed.
I'm going to put it over her dunging area.
You done the rest already?
Yeah, nothing in a pen so far.
You might need a more sensitive machine.
Yeah. Until I turn up something with this, so I could buy one.
Well, I think they calls it Catch 22.
Yeah. Oh, how did you get on with the tenancy agreement?
Oh, Edward signed it. All looks fine.
Oh, great stuff. Aye, aye.
Hey, want to travel?
Top.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, could be a few inches down.
Yeah, well, I'll go easy. You don't want to go damaging it.
15 men on a dead man's chest.
Yo-ho-ho, with a gallon of cider.
Oh, Tim.
What do you got?
A couple of old crushed beer cans.
Oh, well.
Is that all you can say? Thought I'd found something exciting. Something valuable.
Such is life.
King Ethelrod the Unready's personal organiser or something.
A true picture of the activity up here, isn't it, Robert?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
I'll get it in this field as a step on our road to recovery, Eddie.
Yep.
And now our Edward's back at Grange Farm, that's enough for one day. It don't do to be greedy, do it?
And Grange Spinney? I didn't see the board members complaining when we take the last sold sign up there, did you?
Oh, Matt!
If I hadn't got that off the ground, none of us at BL would have been trousering the profits we did that year.
Darling, don't you think this has gone on long enough?
Oh, I've hardly even started.
I mean it, Matt. The past 2 days have been nothing but a stream of grievances about Borchester land.
Oh, what? And that's unreasonable, is it?
No, I'm not saying it is, but it's not getting us anywhere. Here.
Oh, thanks.
I know you feel let down, of course, but you can't go on brooding about it. You're still on the board. Prove they made a mistake. Make life difficult for the acting chair. Focus on something else.
On what exactly? Trying to second-guess Chalky's next move?
Oh, don't. When are we going to get that?
Oh, I... Oh, hell. Matt Crawford. Russell? Hi.
Oh, good thing we had some wine in.
Yes.
Salut.
Cheers. Salut.
Help yourself to salad.
Thanks. So, how's this job going to work, then?
Oh, it's so cool. It just came out of talking to Susan. Oh, she's so nice.
Hmm. Here.
Oh, thanks. But she works such long hours, so when she realised... Well, we realised that I was sitting above her head with nothing to do...
Well, I can see it's a useful fill-in.
I could do more than that for her.
For you, I meant.
I mean, she has to get up at, like, 6 to come in and mark up the papers. Well, if I do that...
You?
Yeah.
But you're not usually up until...
I've got an alarm on my phone. And then there's cover at lunchtime so she can go home. And extra hours, she said, on busy days. Or when she's got a big delivery or stock take or something.
Yes, I can see the advantage to her.
Duh. Advantage to me too, Helen. I'll be earning.
Yeah, of course. And that's fantastic. It's a great start. Everyone says you're always better off looking for a job from the security of already having one.
Why would I be looking for anything else?
Well, only that this is a bit... Well, just that with everything you've got going for
I'm
you...
I'm fine with it. Okay, so it's only minimum wage. But I reckon I can earn about 70 quid a week.
Really?
And Susan says once I know my way around, I can do proper cover on a day off, so that'll be even more.
Well, it's still only bits, though, here and there. Wouldn't you prefer a proper job?
This is a proper job. I'll be able to give you rent and everything. I'll be a proper lodger.
Huh.
That's going to be so cool.
Yeah.
Top up?
Yes, please.
Cheers again.
Yeah, cheers. And well done. Really.
Okay, Russell, thanks for letting me know. Yeah, yeah, you have a good weekend too, yeah. Bye. Yeah, bye. Chalky's turned himself in.
So I gathered.
Voluntarily gone for interview. Can't believe it.
No, nor me. But why? Why has he done it now?
Yeah, see, Russell doesn't really know. Pressure from Chalky's solicitor, he thought. And the wife, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Darling, thank God we can sleep at night.
Well, you reckon?
Yeah, no more looking over our shoulders.
Yeah, Lillian, Steve Chalkman's talking great, but we both know what he's like. What's he telling the SFO?
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy. The agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.